It's a pleasure for me now to invite to the podium Judge Pamela King, who is a court judge in Minnesota, and she is a member of the American Forensic Academy.
Hello, Madison. I am not a scientist, but I need science. From tackling the Ivy trade to establishing driver's blood alcohol level, science permeates the work of criminal law. Forensic science serves. It serves law enforcement in crime prevention and investigation. It serves public health in the identification of causes of death. And it serves the criminal justice system in convicting the guilty and exonerating the innocent. In 2009, the National Research Council published a report called Strengthening Forensic Science in the United States, A Path Forward. The introduction read, "The forensic science system, encompassing both research and practice, has serious problems that can only be addressed by a national commitment to overhaul the current structure that supports the forensic science community in this country. This can only be done with effective leadership at the highest level of both federal and state governments and pursuant to national standards." This remains true today. In response to this report in 2013, two groups were created on a federal level. The first was the National Commission on Forensic Sciences, which I was a proud member of, responsible for making policy recommendations to the Attorney General regarding forensic form, and the Organization for Scientific Area Committees, or OSAC, tasked with the creation of practice standards in all forensic disciplines. The commission was unique. It represented a broad range of interested stakeholders involved in and affected by or able to improve forensic evidence, to act collaboratively and assure that all perspectives were considered. They produced 45 documents, including recommendations for improving foundational basis for forensic disciplines, enhancing medical legal death investigation in this country, and implementing a national code for professional responsibility. This is the group that Jeff Sessions put an end to just 2 weeks ago. But this work is unfinished. To protect the integrity of the entire justice system, this work needs to continue. The Department of Justice is currently seeking public comment on what should be done going forward. I urge you to go to regulations.gov and comment. Tell them that foundational scientific underpinnings of forensic science must not be ignored. Tell them that all interested stakeholders must be at the table. Tell them that science serves, but it must be transparent and independent. The other organization, the OSAC, for now still exists. The standards they develop will ultimately be placed on a federal registry and available to be used across the nation. This group is working hard to improve the practice. OSAC has identified over 90 research needs which are available on their website. But more than half of the funding comes from the Department of Justice. Whether this funding will continue is unknown. If the DOJ withdraws funding, the OSAC work may halt. The Attorney General is again in charge of this organization's fate, and I urge you to contact the Attorney General and encourage them to continue to fund this important organization. Science serves, but it must have an appropriate foundation. My other suggestion to you is for those of you that are research scientists, which I know there are many. How many research scientists do we have here? All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right, for you, I urge you to go to the OSAC website and look at the needs that are outlined. The challenges in forensic science and the needs for improvement persist. They persist on a state and local as well as a federal level. There are hundreds of thousands of sexual assault kits that have gone untested, leaving victims without answers. There is a lack of training all around that leads to the misunderstanding of results, inaccurate and inadequate testing, and report writing. On a state and local level, contact your public officials and encourage them to support forensic laboratories and forensic research. Pay attention to these projects and engage in the forensic science community. It is a great group of those that practice applied science. Science serves justice, but it cannot be done alone. Thank you.